baby. I didn't expect you to be here so early. How was class? I'm good. That's good. So I texted you here today because the culinary class is out for the week, and I figured I might as well get my baking skills in before they notice that their ingredients are missing. Yes, I texted you to be my taste tester, so come on, come sit down. Oh, they're not ready yet, so you can just sit here for a little bit, and then I could probably make you something if you're still hungry. You just want to wait? Okay. So, how was the frat party last week? Yeah, I know that's random to ask, but, you know, it seemed really important considering you didn't text me for 2 days. Well, I know I'm not much of a party person, but, you know, you're my boyfriend, so I am just... Never mind. Sorry. Well, did you have fun at least? Yeah? That's good. Gotta make sure you have fun since it's college, so... Yeah, no, I'm not mad, it's just... Oh, the cinnamon rolls are done. Let me go get them real quick. But, like I was saying, you know, you're grown adults, and I trust you. It's just that I wish that you would communicate with me sometimes. No, babe, I didn't bring you here to fight, I just wanted you to taste my baking. I'm sorry. Maybe we shouldn't talk about that. You and I are two different people, you know? I don't know, honestly, I'm not sure how you decided to stick with me. But there are days where I feel like our talking, like our conversations mean nothing. Well, to you and, the people you hang out with, we're, like I said, we're two different people, and I know that, honestly, us being together is a surprise and all, but I just wish you would, you know, show that you actually want me. Yeah, sorry for petty fishing, actually. Let's just... Let's eat. I'm sure you're hungry. Okay, so everything's homemade, from the batter to the icing. I used everything in the culinary room, so it might look a little empty, but I'm pretty sure they won't notice anyway, since the university spends so much money on them. And I also made some hand-pressed juice. I saw that they had a new juice pressing machine, so I got a little excited and figured that they wouldn't miss a few missing fruits, so if you would like me to pour you a glass. Yeah? Okay, I'll pour you a glass. I really hope you like it. Honestly, I really hope you eat all of it. I really love you. I know that's out of the blue too, but I just... you mean a lot to me. I do a lot for you. I prove that I love you every time I can. And this is just a little gift. Gotta remind you that I love you with my whole heart. Yeah, I know this conversation is so bipolar with, you know, us almost fighting and now me trying to... No, yeah, sorry, I'll go get you a glass. You know, maybe next time I could cook for your friends. I mean, you love my food, so I figured that maybe you could let your friends in on your little secret, and I could make a menu, maybe. No? Yeah, no, that's okay. I know it's early for me to be around your friends. Whenever you're ready, I'm willing to wait. Yeah, you've already met my friends. I know they can be a little bit too much to handle. Yeah, just, you know, I don't want you feeling pressured or uncomfortable, so whenever you're ready. But, well, maybe how about this weekend? I could make you some dinner. I'm sure you're not busy since you just finished your finals anyway, so. Oh. There's another frat party. No, it's okay. I know it's important to you and your friends, so. Maybe we can schedule another time. Yeah. You know, yeah, that sounds great. Oh, I almost forgot to give you your glass. Let me know how it tastes. Sorry, I'm staring at you. I can't wait till you eat it. I'm really excited. I really hope you really like it. Am I saying really a lot? Sorry. I am just happy you're here. Oh, when am I gonna eat? I was just figured I might save it for dinner later, so I don't wanna mess up my stomach now. You like it? Good. Oh, I'm so glad you like it. No, I was kinda nervous. No, of course I know you like my cooking. That's why you're dating me. I was just nervous that you would have noticed that I spiked your drink with diphenhydramine. You don't know what that is? Oh. Baby, I work with medicine. Of course you would have forgotten my major. It's not cooking. It's never been cooking. Oh, you're so fucking stupid. Let me put this in words your pretty little head of yours can understand. With an excessive amount of diphenhydramine, you will suffer from a head high that makes you physically incapable of moving, and you will not be able to think straight. So that means you cannot curate any more fucking lies in front of my face. And for this conversation, I expect you never lie to my fucking face. Okay? I am the only means of leaving this room. No one else is going to come and get you. You can scream. You can cry. And you can keep apologizing to the point you pass out. But just know, this is all your fault. You could have loved me. That's all you had to do. You could have told me the truth. You could have texted me. You could have broken up with me. Baby, I'm not naive. And I am most certainly not as fucking stupid as you are. So, I'm going to need you to listen to me. And you will answer all my questions with yes or no. Do not shake your head. And do not nod. And do not cry in front of me. You know I hate that. What I want from you is the truth, and I will let you out of here once I feel satisfied. Okay? I love you so much, but I'm fucking tired of you. Get off this chair and fucking kneel. Oh, it's so easy for you to fall on your knees, isn't it? Just like how you fall with every other girl that gives you eye contact. Because your dick just can't stay in its own pants. Yeah? Tell me, did you cheat on me in that party? I'm not fucking stupid. I know you go for the freshman girls because they're easy pussy. I'm not fucking stupid. I told you not to lie to me. And you still think you're gonna get away. You're not. Does that hurt? Huh? I bet it hurts more if I slap harder. You don't know how it feels to be heartbroken by you. It's like a fucking bee sting that just doesn't go away. It's so annoying. Just as you are. Oh no, don't worry, baby, I still love you. But you just keep making more fuck-ups. I have to punish you. There's no other way to get it through your thick, fucking, dumb skull. Yeah, you didn't expect this when you started dating me, huh? You really thought I was just some cute little girl you met from culinary, so sweet. Baking you cookies, cooking you dinner, washing your fucking laundry. I'm not your mother. And I am not an object. I'm your girlfriend. And you will treat me as an equal, or I will treat you like my fucking slave. Okay? I've had enough. We could have just had an innocent relationship. And I wouldn't have to do this. Oh, but you're so stupid. Are you crying now? I told you not to do that. You look ugly. Oh. Oh, you're so mad, aren't you? Yeah, but you're too drugged out to do anything. You can't even fight me. Oh. Why is that dick of yours getting hard? Oh, I just remembered. I did. I spiked your fucking icing with Viagra. I'm surprised you didn't think it tastes weird. Yeah. Well, then again, you shoved your cum down my mouth so many times. I guess you know what it's like to taste battery acid. Yeah. You like it, don't you? Maybe I should drug you out some more and teach you a lesson. I'm gonna step on you till your dick hurts. Oh, you're still frowning at me. Why are you glaring? Wipe that glare off your face before I make you. Yeah. Say sorry. Say sorry and I'll stop slapping you as hard. Oh, you look like you're about to throw up. You scared? Yeah. You never thought I'd be like this, huh? Well, you never really paid attention to me. Oh. You only caught me because I was younger. Another freshman little girl you could take. Oh, no, your face is red now. Say sorry and I'll stop. I don't think you would like it if your friends saw a bruise on your face. Specifically my handprint, huh? Pretty sure they would mock you. Make you cry. Oh, that's what you deserve. I'm never going to be enough for you. But I think you're fine with that since you're moaning under my fucking foot. You're such a slut. Yeah? You want me to touch you? I know you can't think straight. You have to say yes or no. I don't understand gibberish. Look at you drooling because you're all drugged out. All you can think about is feeling good. But I'm not done talking. And you will keep grinding your cock underneath my shoe till I'm done, okay? Yeah. Focus, or you're not gonna get what you want. Do you love me? No, you don't. Did you cheat multiple times in our relationship? Yeah? Good. See, you're already catching on. You're already not fucking lying to me. Are you a whore? Yes, you are. Oh, good boy. Last one. Do you want to come? Me too. Look how eager you are to say yes. You want to come? Okay. Stand up and lean against the desk. No, you can't. Oh, that's too bad. I would have helped you. That's okay. I know you can't move. So, just keep grinding yourself against my foot till you come, okay? You're still my boyfriend. You're still my baby. You're still my good boy. If you wanna come, you can. I know it makes you happy, but once you come, I'm leaving you in this room till someone finds you covered in your own sweat and semen in absolute embarrassment, and you will beg for their help, knowing that you just became my whore. Yeah? What a good boy. Oh, don't deny it now. No, you're gonna come whether you like it or not. You don't wanna get embarrassed. Well, you've embarrassed me plenty of times. I'm sure this won't hurt. Oh, look at you trying not to come. Don't hold back. I know you love it. I know you can't think straight. Come on. Come for me. Be a good boy. Come all over yourself. Come in your pants. Make a mess. Make a mess for me. Yeah? Oh, look at you crying. Oh. Oh, there it is. Look at you groaning. Yeah, you're tired. Well, you can fall asleep now. I'm sure the drugs are getting to you already. Thank you for communicating. You're such an amazing boyfriend. I love you so much. More than you can ever comprehend.